Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 664 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Noreen, but before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor and tell you about DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd.com helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web design from designers all around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from over 100 countries ready to help you with any creative and design projects you might have. Check out designcrowd.com. That's DesignCrowd.com/AskPat for a special VIP offer for you, just for you. DesignCrowd.com/AskPat. All right, now here's today's question from Noreen.
Hi, Pat. My name is Noreen, and my question is regarding the ebook, like the ebook you created for students wanting to pass the LEAD exam. Yeah, I think it's a great idea, and I'm looking to go down that road, but I have one nagging question, and that is, how can you keep people coming into your site and buying the book when one student can purchase the book and just distribute it among their friends, especially if it's, you know, an ebook in a PDF format? How do you keep students coming in and purchasing their book on their own instead of buying it once and distributing it? Thanks a lot for your help.
Hey, Noreen, thank you so much for the question. You know, this is something that plagued me for months as I was writing my ebook because I just had no idea how it could be protected. And you know what I eventually learned? This was back in 2008 when I launched my book, that if people really wanted my book and they wanted to distribute it, they could. And it's just something that you should not worry about. There are security measures that you can take, and I'll share with you what those are in just a second. But I've learned that the more time that I've tried, like I've spent a ton of time trying to figure this out, and there are a number of things you can do. Some of them become just completely absurd to protect it, and it's kind of unfair to the people who actually purchase it the right way. So there's that issue. And then also it's like, well, I guess in your question, it's more people might not even know that they're not supposed to do that. And so some other things that I've included in that book are, for example, on the first page, just saying, thank you. This is what I do for my work. I appreciate it so much. Please don't share this. If you do want to share this, you can use this link here, and you and your other coworkers can buy this at a discounted price, for example, or you can get a group rate or use a coupon code for others. You know, that helps because some people just don't know, right? And then there are people who are going to take it and they're going to share it anyway, and that's just, again, not anything you could really do. Now, I will say that there are instances where you're going to find your book if you know, kind of illegally, I guess you could say, on the black market, if that makes sense. My book, Will It Fly, which is for sale on Amazon, I found it on a black hat site that was distributing it to free for all their members, and they hadn't paid for it. They just took the Kindle version and, you know, did whatever they needed to do to just make it free for everybody. And I had spoken to my attorney about this, and we were talking about it, and I was really upset, of course, because it's like, hey, this is my work. I spent all this time on it. And yeah, these people, they're just getting stuff for free, and you know, they wouldn't pay for it anyway, right? So maybe they're going to love my content enough to come back to the site and actually pay for things later. That's one positive spin on it, you know, half glass full kind of thing. But the other part of it is that if I were to try and fight those kinds of sites and take it down, I probably could make it happen, but then I can only guess what the retaliation could be. I mean, those are the kinds of people who would launch a hack storm, you know, as a retaliation. And I just, that's not even worth it at all. So I'm like, okay, fine. If you're going to do it that way, then best of luck to you in your life. If you want to take it, great. Enjoy the content. At least maybe you'll put it into action and learn what how a real business is supposed to be run. But anyway, that's my take on that. But like I said earlier, there's other security measures that can be done. Gumroad.com, for example, which I use to distribute digital goods every once in a while, has a lightweight sort of security measure. You can put a PDF stamp on each of the PDF files that people purchase. Now, what is a PDF stamp? It's sort of an electronic stamp that you see on each of the pages of the PDF, typically, that has personal information about the person who has purchased that. So it might have their address and phone number and some other information. I believe it's sort of customizable, so you could put other things on there, for example, like credit card numbers or partial credit card numbers or whatever. Maybe not that, but you could see how that would deter somebody of distributing that book to other people because their own personal information's on it. And a lot of times, even if their own name is on it, that stops it because they just don't want their name connected to something that shouldn't be shared anyway. So there's that part of it. You could also password protect it too, which stops it a little bit, but people can obviously just share the password with each other. But, you know, Gumroad, they offer that PDF stamp that you could put on it, which makes it so that people just don't distribute it because they don't want to distribute their own other information. So there's also some other, I mean, they don't disclose what it is exactly, but they have their own built-in abuse prevention, which I believe is connected to, you know, the account on Gumroad that the person signs up for when they make a purchase. And, you know, when you give it to others, then it's like they can't get access to it because they don't have a Gumroad account and, you know, that kind of thing. So there are solutions out there, and you can also look up other PDF solutions for you if that's something to worry about. But again, like I said, there are a lot of them out there, but some of them just make it really cumbersome for those who have purchased it in the right way. And that's just, you know, kind of unfair. And yeah, you might, you know, I feel like a few will slip through. You know, maybe I've missed out on a few sales here and there, but, you know, I need to focus on the sales for the people who are going to buy it in the right way and just not waste time losing my brain on stuff that sometimes you can't even control. So that's my take. And Noreen, I hope that makes sense. And anybody else out there, if you have comments about this or maybe discovered some other technology to help with the PDF distribution prevention, please leave a tweet and use the hashtag AskPat664. So hashtag AskPat664. That's how we'll know that it's about this one. And yeah, we look forward to your comments. Noreen, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. I'm going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Just look out for an email from my assistant, Jessica, in the next month or so. We'll collect your information and send it over to you like we do to everybody who has their question featured here on the show. That means we've sent about 663 shirts out. How crazy is that? That's awesome. And there are people wearing the shirts today. Well, at least if you go to askpat.com and if you pass down the record button where you could record your own question, you'll see pictures of people wearing the shirt and just how awesome it is. So check it out, askpat.com, ask your question there. And finally, as always, I love to end with a quote. And today's quote comes from Mark Cuban. He says, "Work like there is someone working 24 hours a day to take it all away from you." That's a scary thought, but it's also super motivating too. Keep working hard, guys. Take care, and I'll see you next week, the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.